This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Been a lot of questions since it was announced that Stephen Smith's body was going to be exhumed and a new autopsy was going to take place. And it has happened now. Those two events have occurred and his body has been put back to rest. Here's the full details of what went on with his exhumation, as well as the new reward that's being offered in the case of Stephen Smith.
The exhumation and re-examination of 19-year-old Stephen Smith's body have brought new attention to a case that was initially ruled as a hit and run in 2015. The reopened homicide investigation followed the trial of convicted killer Alex Murdaugh, and the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division assisted with the exhumation process. Attorney Eric Bland, representing Smith's mother, Sandy, expressed confidence in the ongoing investigation and its potential for uncovering the truth. In a recent statement, Sandy Smith shared her determination to find answers about her son's death. "We need a new, unbiased look at his body and an accurate determination of his cause of death based on facts," she wrote on her GoFundMe page, which was set up to support the exhumation and independent autopsy of Stephen's body. The investigation into Smith's death was revived in 2021 after agents started looking into other deaths in the area connected to the influential Murdaugh family in South Carolina's Lowcountry. The possibility of new evidence and an impartial examination of Stephen's remains has given Sandy Smith hope for justice for her son. The 2015 autopsy report concluded that Smith had been struck by a vehicle. However, no glass or debris from a car was found at the scene, casting doubt on the initial findings. South Carolina Highway Patrol investigators received tips suggesting a possible connection between Smith's death and Alex Murdaugh's son, Buster. Despite these tips, Buster Murdaugh has publicly denied any involvement, stating, "These baseless rumors of my involvement with Stephen and his death are false. I unequivocally deny any involvement in his death, and my heart goes out to the Smith family." As the investigation progresses, a $35,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of anyone responsible for Smith's death. Attorney Bland urged those with knowledge of the case to come forward, saying, "To those who have knowledge of how Stephen died or was killed, please come forward." With renewed focus on the case and the support of the community, Sandy Smith and her legal team are determined to uncover the truth and bring closure to the tragic loss of her son.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Such a sad, disturbing case, and a lot of speculation around who did it, why did they do it, why was this covered up, it seems, for so long, and that's what leads to all of the rumors and speculation is, well, why did it take this long? Why do we have to get him out of the ground a second time? Why couldn't this have been all done correctly via round one? I truly hope there's someone or some ones that are sitting there going, "My days are numbered," because they certainly are, whoever it is that was responsible for that heinous crime. If you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we're following for you. Get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts when you sign up there. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.